We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it. There was a time in my life, that time is now long since gone, unfortunately, where I thought that Mike and I could have buried the hatchet. That there was a moment, you know, before I got in trouble and all that, when he was still here, and it was before, you know, he started the app, and then he left and he came back. I thought there was a small window in there where had he and I sat down together and hashed it out, that things would have been very different relationship-wise.
Could you imagine?
I've always thought that.
A simpatico relationship
now,
between
it makes
you and
no
Mike?
Sense now. It doesn't serve him now to do it, obviously, nor me. But there was a point in my life where I actually had an intermediary try to make that happen.
I remember you telling me that, yeah.
And Mike had no interest in it, which was his right not to. But I think those forces could have combined for good.
Now, if you and if you and Mike ended up having a good relationship, would you have called him up over the weekend and said, let me give you some tips on your Twitter war with Noah Syndergaard?
It wouldn't have ended the way it ended.
Because it ended.
I can tell you that. Matter of fact, I probably would have been at Mike's crib watching games together. Jose, grab me another beer while you're in the garage. Oh, no, Julio, excuse me.
Julio! Julio was his driver, not his maid.
Whatever. I'm sure he got beer for him once in a while. No? Julio! Make it two Rolling Rocks when you're out there. My man, pots and pans. Yeah. That would have been great. There was a point in my life where I thought that was on the
table. That would have been an amazing alternate universe.
And I actually wanted that to happen.
Yeah, why not?
I wanted that to happen. And then I took that idea, I doused it in gasoline, and I lit that bitch on fire and let it burn. Burn, baby, burn.
Yeah.
So that's what happened, though. So there was a small little teeny window because we had a common enemy on something. I'd have to actually think back.
And Mike had a common enemy.
It was this really brief moment in time where I felt like he and I had a common enemy.
Right. And that would have been the bonding moment over
that. Yeah, I thought if he and I got together on it, it would have been an undefeatable force.
Yeah.
Kind of like
Hogan and Savage coming together, right?
Like the X-Men kind of. No. Like, what was the other one? Yeah.
You know, Hogan and
together.
Savage, the mega powers.
Not that. Nah, you know. The Marvel thing, they're all together, they're all working together, one goal.
The Avengers.
The Avengers, yeah. I thought we would have been like the Avengers. Yeah.
Da-da-da. You would have had your own theme song, too, together?
Oh, yeah, theme song's a key part of being a superhero, Evan.
Of course.
You need a theme song, and you never wear a cape.
Never.
Cape is the downfall of many superheroes.
Hmm.
I just put it out there.
You gotta be kidding me.
No, Mike, I tried. I did. When I did get in trouble, I even wrote him a handwritten letter.
Did you really?
That's been out there. I've told that story before.
Oh, yeah. I must have missed that. Did he write back?
No.
Did he call you?
No, sir. No.
Huh.
No. Wanted nothing to do with me. He even said no to being in the documentary.
Huh.
You're a total jerk.
Okay, fine. Yes, you were too. Yeah, I think the documentary producers reached out to him to be a part. And he at least responds.
Can I guess what the response was?
Two words.
No chance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Those were the two words. No chance.
No chance.
But at least he responded. He was,
I can hear that in his voice, too. No chance.
No chance.
Yeah, him and Noah were going at it this weekend. Here's, fascinating.
Yeah, well, listen, Noah got the last words, and sometimes in those battles, the last word by default wins.
Mike was right, though.
But the last word wins
sometimes. Look, Noah got his digs in, but basically Mike said, and no one could dispute this, I don't care what you think about him, hey, I was successful for 30-plus years, what the hell have you done here?
Yeah.
And he's not wrong. What has Noah done here?
The other thing for me, Noah Syndergaard's a 28-year-old, 30-year-old, whatever he is, right? Kid who's picking a Twitter battle with a 70-year-old man who's retired.
And he did pick the battle.
Like,
he picked it. He started it.
Mike said some unkind words first.
No, but Craig, Mike didn't at Noah Syndergaard. And by the way, everybody in the media has had a comment about Noah Syndergaard. He chose specifically to go after Mike Francesa.
Well,
and let me tell you a little story about Noah Syndergaard. Joe and I were doing the midday show live from the All-Star Fan Festival. You were probably there, too, in 2014, the year that Matt Harvey made that start.
Where was that at?
That was at Citi Field.
No, where did we do the show?
2013, my apologies. We did it from the Jacob Javits Center.
Oh, I hated that week.
So the Mets come up to us and say, look, we have a prospect named Noah Syndergaard. I knew who he was. Joe was like, I think I know who this guy is. Let's put him on. So Noah's sitting with us on the stage, or about to put him on the air, and Noah looks at me and Joe with these puppy-eyed looks and says, are people going to hear me do this interview? I'm kind of nervous. And we had to give him a back massage. We had to say, Noah, don't you worry. It's only 50,000 watts, but it's going to be fun. We're going to have a good time. You're a prospect. There's nothing to kill you about.
Yeah.
He was so nervous. Now, Noah Syndergaard, big muscular, I'm going to spit fire. But he was a puppy dog not too long ago.
He grew some. Look at Evan outing people from the past.
Yeah.
Telling stories from the crypt.
Have you? You haven't? Mr. Carlos Baerga took his naked baseball bat and smashed it on the ground? I mean, come on.
That's a 30-year-old story.
So mine's a 7-8-year-old story.
Here's Ruben in Belleville. Ruben, how are you?
What's up, man?
What's up?
Hey, I got a question for you, Craig.
Yeah,
a couple years ago, I heard, if I remember correctly, you and Boomer had Mike and the Mad Dog on the radio. I think it was the 30th anniversary.
Yeah, yeah.
And you guys were supposed to play golf.
Right.
You and the dog against Boomer and Big Mike. And I'm just, did it ever happen?
There was some talk about the four of us playing. And then there was a moment where Mark Chernoff really wanted us to try to, you know, repair the relationship with Mike. So we had Mike on our show. We went on his show.
That was at Citi Field, correct?
No, that was early on.
Oh, okay.
That was early on.
Gotcha.
That was, we did, when Citi Field was opening up, every show was there for like an hour or two. And we came on after Mike, and I did like a segment with Mike and did the whole segment like I was Russo. So to finish the story, Chernoff wanted us to repair the bridge, blah, blah, blah. So Mike came on our show, like we went on his show, and we thought it'd be a great idea to play golf together. Great way to, you know, make amends with one another. I also told Mike I'd kill him at golf because he sucks. And I go, and I'm not very good, but I know I can beat you.
I'm sure he took that well.
Okay. He, of course, said, okay, I play all the time, okay. You can't beat me, kid. I don't know where you even get your sticks from, but okay. I play at Pebble Beach, okay. Me and Nance run the 8th hole. He's got a house there. I have pina coladas. I play golf. Okay. And on and on, right?
Right.
So we sent him like 5 dates because we were ready to play.
Sure.
And between Boomer and Mike, there's really not a course in Long Island we can't get on, all right? And he ducked us. Or me, or whatever the case may be. So we had plans. We all confirmed we would do it. And back in those days, I was gambling. So there's no doubt it would have been a big money game. Because Mike, you know, likes to play a little bit as well, sure, as I understand. And it never happened.
Do you think he
didn't play? I have no time for fools today.
I would have kicked your ass in golf, Francesca. You know that.
Do you think it was because he was afraid?
Yes.
Or do you think it's because he just didn't like you?
No. Afraid's not the right word.
Of losing. He doesn't want to lose and have you brag about it for 4 hours.
Let me walk through golf real quick if I can.
Sure.
Like, and I've never claimed to be good at golf. I'm not. But for 6 holes, I can beat anybody. My problem is that it's an 18-hole event.
You get bored.
I'm so bored, Evan. It's like I don't even want to sit in the cart for the next 12 holes. So for 6 holes, 4 to 6 holes, I can hold my own. Boomer will tell you the same thing. Against legitimate scratch golfers, I can do it. and then I suck.
Right.
Suck like the Beningo suck. Right?
What does that mean? He's had two hole-in-ones, bro.
Joe's the worst golfer I've ever seen in my own two eyes.
Not fair. You haven't seen John Jastrzemski.
Fair enough, okay? So...
I don't even know if he's bad.
So I know I'm going to beat Mike because I've seen Mike swing the club. It ain't good.
So you think he ducked him or he doesn't like you?
There was no...
Because he also didn't like you.
But if I play Fred back in the day, mm-hmm. where I was playing golf once or twice a week, and I wasn't good. But if I play him and I beat him, which I would have, and even worse, take money from him, right?
Mm-hmm.
How does he ever live that down?
Well, especially because you're going to talk about it on the air.
That's the first thing I'm doing.
That's a four-hour show right there.
Two shows.
Two shows.
So my guts, that's why. That's why, yeah. So we never played. So
I'm going to try to set that up. Would you do it? If I could pull this off?
Yeah, I mean, I have to go out there. My back's killing me. I'm older now.
I got no shot to pull that off. I can't even get him to come on the podcast.
I'm not sure that I'll ever play golf ever again.
You're
in my
done?
Life. I have no interest.
You're not missing much. It's boring.
I get invited all the time still to play golf. Play here, play there, ba-bing, ba-boom. And I used to play, like I said, once or twice a week during the summer. I don't miss it at all, dude. None. Zero. I really don't miss it one little bit.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.